Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the show that was designed with you in mind. The show that was created on Kingdom Principles. A show to kind of get you from where you are to where you want to be. And I'm in the studio yet again with my guys. And we got Niles.
Niles Finkley, I am here. Present.
And of course, KJ.
Hey, how you guys doing? Happy hump day.
Hey. Yeah.
Wow. So, KJ, who do we have on the show,
We have a special guest, a very beautiful young woman, Miss Melissa Herbert.
There we go.
It's going to be a really exciting show for you guys.
Absolutely. And before, you know, all of that greatness, I just kind of want to tell you what I've been doing all weekend, right?
Let's hear it.
All right. I've been thinking about this word success. Mm. So I asked that proverbial question, you know, what is success? And here's what I've kind of discovered in my reading, that success is not a competition. All right. It is your fulfillment in purpose. It's what you were created to do, what you were born to do. And you do it in the time that you have called life. So it's not predicated on how much money you have. It's not predicated on what you're driving or where you live. And oftentimes you'll find people comparing themselves to other folk. That's not success. And if you think about it, success is just purpose fulfilled. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense,
absolutely.
I think. Yeah,
absolutely. It's purpose fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're measuring success, right, if you're thinking, well, how do I measure success? That's you spending time with your creator. And you ask him, what did you create me to do? Life is more than just getting a job, having a successful career, paying bills. And then you die. It's got to be more than that. It's got to be. So with success and the role that purpose plays in success, get into the real reason you were born and become that work that we do. And honestly, you'll never work another day in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Not for money anyway. Because with success, it's built in. It's a law. It's built in. That was my take on it. And after, again, doing my studies, it makes perfectly good sense. We have it in us. It's not outside of us.
Yeah, like success is a very personal thing for people.
Absolutely.
It's like love. It's like love. Love has very various meanings. Success mm-hmm. has various meanings to one person.
Based on your definition, for sure.
Yeah. And, mm-hmm. and it's really different. Like success for one person could be, oh, I just want a house and kids. I just want to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it could be
status quo right
status
there.
Quo.
That's status quo.
No, I mean some people don't want more than what they have.
But that's what we're here for. We're here, honestly, think about it. When you have been awakened, that mm-hmm. consciousness,
mm-hmm.
we're here to tell folk that you got it. You got an answer for your generation. You've got an answer for me.
Mm-hmm.
Get into your purpose so that we can benefit from your life.
Yeah. I think what you said about having that connection and relationship with God is important, though.
Okay.
Because you also have to think about exposure. For instance, based on your environment or what you've seen, maybe you aspire to what you saw, you know, growing up or what you know.
Okay.
Versus if you have a connection with God, you might go to that higher level.
Absolutely.
So if you live basically environmentally, your you know, projection may be a little different.
Okay.
You know, so like KJ said, it's based on your definition, based on what you know, your experiences, and so on.
So it reminds me of, you remember the behavioralist, I think his name was Abraham Maslow. And Maslow has a hierarchy of needs. Mm-hmm. It's five levels, mm-hmm. right? And the first one, of course, is your basic needs. That's that environment, the nature versus nurture. But that fifth one is self-actualization, right?
Yes.
When you've attained the accolades, when you've attained the degrees, when you've got a modicum of success, now you're realizing that, man, it's more to life
than just the tangibles.
Absolutely. Yes.
Accolades,
absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The intangibles are just as important.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like you have to kind of find that for yourself, though.
Yeah. I agree. Life
doesn't just like, oh, here are some intangibles you should have in your life. No, yeah. No, you have to discover that with you and God and through that personal
Absolutely.
Relationship.
And it could be holistic, but also going into that, think about how many successful people who had all the tangibles that we've lost in the last few years. Intangibles.
And who we thought, who like they,
exactly.
they're happy. Like they're happy.
Robin Williams, a perfect example.
Wow.
No one knew that he was struggling.
Always smiling, always jovial, and inside he was dying.
He was dying. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
So if someone would ask you, are you successful now? I could say, I'm doing what I believe I was created to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many layers to that, but mm-hmm. yes. I may not right now have the tangible,
You're en route.
I'm en route.
Mm-hmm.
And they're waiting for me. Yeah. So I just need to show up every day, no mm-hmm. matter what it looks like.
For sure.
Yeah.
What about that person who doesn't feel like they're a success?
Mm.
They're measuring it based on someone who is on social media. Maybe it's their friend. Maybe it's a loved one. It's like, oh, I'm not measured up because... this person is doing these great things and I'm just
but
that's the thing, though. Success doesn't always have a face. Like, we always want to put a face to it and say, oh, it looks this way or it should mm-hmm. look this or that way. And I'm like, no, also you don't know that person's situation.
Exactly.
Especially in this era of social media where we look at the exterior layer
Absolutely.
And we don't know what's going on beyond
Absolutely.
That we put on a show.
Come on.
how do you break that That mirror.
A few ways, but self-awareness. Self-awareness is very hard to achieve. It's hard to be real with yourself and look yourself in the mirror mm-hmm. and be able to look at yourself in a way that's holistic, like, okay, this is me, but this is also me. You have to deal with the good, the bad, and the ugly because nobody's perfect.
Absolutely.
You know, so self-awareness, that's something that I think we can all work on. And a lot of times we don't want to have that conversation with ourselves
mm-hmm.
because we don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear something negative about ourselves. I struggle with that.
You do.
It's like that question, who wants to change the world?
Everybody
raises their hand.
But how?
But who wants to change themselves? No one raises their hand, not knowing that they have to look at themselves to change the world.
To change the world, exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Going back to the person who is looking on social media saying, wow, she's got it, and I wish, and they're measuring themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I think even in that aspect of showing that beautiful dress or that bad jumpsuit, mm-hmm. I think you need to be honest with the persons.
Transparent.
That's it.
Yes.
That's the word I'm looking for, transparent. You got to be transparent. Who would have thought back in 2013 and we were getting ready, all right, we were moving out here thinking, okay, this is going to be the land of milk and honey.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few shortly years later, I'm going to church every Sunday. I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to do or what I was taught to do, raising my hands at the appropriate time, running mm-hmm. down to the altar at the appropriate time, giving of our time, our talent, and our money at the appropriate time. But then right around the corner was going to be a decision that was going to change the entire trajectory of my life,
mm-hmm.
and I was going to be homeless. But I still had to smile. But that testimony, as hard as it was, I'm going to I can say now it was needful, because now I can go back and witness to someone and tell them, listen, it does not matter. You are who he says that you are. Okay, you've made some things. Some things you caused on yourself, the decisions, and some you didn't. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you're still successful.
For
because
sure.
You didn't kill yourself. You
exactly.
didn't give up.
And it doesn't always have to look the way we want it to look.
Come on, man.
The small victories. It's the small victories.
That's it. That's it. And we don't celebrate those enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm going to celebrate. I got here.
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
Yeah. And for our listeners, you're alive and well.
Oh, my yeah.
You're
gosh,
alive and well.
Absolutely.
You made it here today. So.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Give them hands and yeah, a round of applause.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Because this show really is about that fundamental principle of, man, we are our brother's keeper.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have to love others, not more than, but as we love ourselves.
That's true.
I think we forget that. We
That's
do.
True.
Yeah.
That's true.
Absolutely.
Different kinds of love, agape, filio, and
Come
so on.
Oh,
yeah.
man. Yeah. That's for another show, and I love that. Because you're absolutely right. Because
we got a topic for our next show.
And Eros, because that is so important. Because we'll take an aspect of love when it's agape.
Exactly.
That's which is God's love for us.
Exactly, which is the highest form.
Come on, man. And I believe it or not, once upon a time, I was taught back in Columbus, Mississippi, where I'm from, that agape love was the same as Eros.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I both know it's not. Eros love is the love that I have for my mm-hmm. significant other.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I cannot love him like I love him.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work.
WWJD. Mm-hmm. What would Jesus do?
Yeah.
What would Jesus do?
So that means you guys need to tune in next week, okay?
Because
we're going to bring that fire.
That's it.
And a nice hug.
And a nice hug. You got to have the hugs.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So with all of that being said, and we are in agreement, I believe,
mm-hmm.
that success really is not predicated on tangible things. Mm-hmm. However,
not societal norms.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. But we do believe that being in touch with him, our creator, your creator, really does help you to define it even the more for you.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Start from the inside out.
Start from the inside mm-hmm. out. That's it.
I was doing a scene with one of my professors at Pepperdine, and one of my lines was saying, when I met this girl, I realized her father was this big, successful man.
Okay.
I felt big.
Oh, wow.
Until she said a lie on me, that's when I realized I wasn't big from the inside.
Mm.
Huh.
And that's when I realized I was small. So,
oh, wow.
So you have to find out the reason why you're big on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
That's Jitney by August Wilson. Just want to give that out.
And we're working on
shout out to Professor Nick Few.
Yeah.
There we go.
There we go.
We've had Nick on the show, and a phenomenal guy.
I need to meet him.
Oh, yeah.
So I know of him, but I need to meet him.
He is fantastic, and he walks the talk that he's talking,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
which is for me, that's everything. I guess I look at the spirit, the mm-hmm. soul of a man.
The resilience.
Yeah.
The resilience.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Are you consistent? And it matters if you are.
Now I have a question for the both of you.
Yes.
KJ and his
Let's hear it.
How do you apply success? How do you achieve success in your personal life? What does it take for you to achieve success? And how do you apply it? It's a double whammy.
Okay.
And how do you apply it? Like if you were teaching it to mm-hmm. Our listeners,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Like what's a good way to apply your routine?
Well,
to
you
achieve
know,
your success?
KJ, that's a really good question. I think we just mentioned one of the words,
right.
which is consistency,
right.
and being
right.
consistent with our words and our vision and so on. But for me, I have to work towards whatever the goal may be, like daily, because mm-hmm. if not, I feel like I really haven't done much. And I feel like in order to truly achieve something and be at the highest form, you have to like be relentless when it comes to it. Now I really use visualization, like I see past whatever is in front of me, regardless of what it is.
Mm.
You know, whereas like I would say a few years ago, that was difficult. So it's difficult to be going through something and still see through the other side. And that's what keeps me going and keeps me, you know, pushing for my goals. But consistency is the most important, you know, piece, because I feel like a lot of people lack that piece. For instance, if they hit like a hurdle, they stop, because everybody wants to be successful. Everybody wants, you know, all the glitz and the fame and the glamour. But until you actually go through the process and you see how rigorous and vigorous it is, right. You know, that's when you're tested. Do I proceed or do I just stop here?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Good answer.
Was that good? Was that okay, KJ?
I mean,
KJ, how you feel about that?
I mean, I asked both of you the question, so I would love to hear from Dr. So across from me.
Dr. Tongi blowing out the park, okay?
She said, I'm not going to answer the question. I'm going to let Niles do it.
You know, I operate my life with a set of principles, guys. Honest to God, I do. And right now, it's about him. And him being the creator. I'm so sorry if I'm not answering it the way that, you know, you want me to answer.
Here's a push. What if you don't feel like it?
And I'm glad you said that, because when you're in a relationship with him, I mean, nothing else matters. Hear me when I say this. It doesn't matter if someone says, well, you know, I remember when you used to. That doesn't matter. My relationship with him is so vitally important for my well-being that I am constantly in his presence. Daddy, what do I do here? You know, Dad, I didn't handle it well. I answered my husband in a wrong way. God, I was short with my children. Daddy, I'm stressing here. Mm-hmm. And then I go back to his word, and his words are they're life for me.
Okay.
So my thing is, I got to make him proud.
Okay. Is it constant self-reflection?
Oh, dear God. Constant self-reflection. So, and I don't always get it right. Mm-hmm. So I find myself writing letters at the end of the day. I'll write. Man, sometimes it takes me 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Just to get it out. Cool. Yeah.
I'm writing letters and I'm saying, you know, it's not, okay, I sin here and sin that. No. Religion does that to you. And I'm not a religious woman anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm purposeful in everything that I do. So it's got to be, all right, it's chess with myself. I didn't handle this right, so I need to do better in this. That's how, if someone would, you know, to answer your question, it's layers and layers of, it's like taking a shower at night. You're going to wash that day off you, because there's absolutely nothing I can do about 5 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. There's nothing I can do other than offer an apology.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's like, so just hearing both of your answers, that's resilience and
consistency
and self-reflection and forgiveness.
Accountability.
Accountability.
I'm accountable to him.
Mm. Forgive yourself.
You got to be. Yeah,
because like, you're going to fail.
Exactly. Come on. You'll trip and fall. But at the end of the day, you got to get back up.
Yeah.
You got to.
I remember I was reading something. I'm going to butcher. I think I'm butchering this. So please bear with me if it's not word for word. Mm-hmm. But after each failure, you gain new experience. Mm-hmm. And so your percentage, your chances of getting it right the next time increases. Mm-hmm. So don't see it as a failure, like I'm never going to achieve my success, but I'm a step closer, so I know what not to do.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's kind of like what they say, like you will fail your way to success.
Mm, that's good.
Yeah.
You will fail your way to success.
But that's if you keep on trying.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
regardless of, you know, the result the first or second time or third time or 20th. You know?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Fall seven times. Yeah. Get up eight.
Fall forward.
God.
Fall forward. Yeah.
Denzel Washington.
Yeah. I know.
I'm waiting for that star role to work with you. By the way, if you're listening.
For sure.
You better keep speaking that. Yeah.
Envision it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Envision it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Which brings me to segueing into the guest that you're going to introduce. I believed that I would have a conversation with her. Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is apropos for where we are. Mm-hmm. Because when you speak it, I'm not saying speak it to the universe, because I speak it to the creator of the universe. But when you believe it, it's something in your soul that receives what you're receiving.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like when life what when life is pushing you, you got to push it back a little bit. You got to push back. It's like if you're down in the trenches, you're going life God. Beat you up. No, you got to bend it back. Like, hold up, no, I'm not gonna be here. Yeah. I'm not gonna be in the ground just waiting.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get up and go.
Get up? Yep. I can honestly say, I think I've went broke maybe 7 times.
That's not enough.
And I'm sure my family probably thought, oh my God, why won't she just go practice medicine and be done with it?
Yeah.
But when I was a little girl growing up in Yorkville, Mississippi, that was for that dream of becoming a doctor was really something I dreamt of, but God had another plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. So you get the degree mm-hmm. and you go into the hospital and you're thinking you're all out in a bag of chips. Mm-hmm. And then he reminds you, wait a minute, hold up. That's not why I placed you there.
Mm-hmm.
You're there to make a difference. And how can you make a difference when you're calling someone by a bed and a number mm-hmm. and not by Mr. Doe or Miss, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't care how many times I've had to lose, you still got to get back up. And I can tell you some stories, man, that make your lip quiver and you're like, oh my God, but you're smiling. Bruh.
Give us one of those stories.
Oh, dear God. Give it to us. You ready?
listeners, are you guys ready? VIPs out there? You guys ready?
We want to hear it. It's all about perseverance in this lifetime.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Be transparent. I'm going to say this without crying. I am. Here we were 119 days ago today.
Mm.
119 days ago, sitting and thinking, okay, we just got approved for $2 million. And we're shouting and we're jumping and we're like, yes! And then life happened.
Mm.
And then we found ourselves, instead of closing on that deal, bro, you packing everything up and you got to leave what you know as your normal. But I still got to show up.
Mm-hmm.
I still got to show up here. I still got to show up on Facebook Live and I got to encourage someone. And it wasn't being a hypocrite, but it was my vow to my daddy, man.
Mm-hmm.
So you mean to tell me you're homeless again?
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm living out of a suitcase. And I didn't say it to make you cry or make you feel sorry for me because I'm still standing. But what I'm saying to you is no matter what you have to go through, bruh, go on through it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he got you. So you said be transparent. I don't think I can be any more transparent than that. Yeah. So the man that's out there on that sofa in that waiting room who holds my hand, he's seen me at my worst. And I'm saying, but you promised. And he says, I got you. It works for my good.
Hmm.
So it works for your good. I said, but daddy, you don't understand. I man, come on, for real? For real? But he reminded me, are you still eating?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Do you still go to the mall and get what you want to get? Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Do your grandchildren still see you as the apple of their eye? Yes, sir. Then you good.
Mm.
Shut your mouth. Keep walking.
Yeah.
Dang. So you ask, brother?
I mean,
but we got the news today that it's over.
Yeah.
It's over.
There we go. And you can stop counting those
man,
days.
You better shut your mouth. So for anyone, man, for anyone who is listening, please, man, take it from your girl.
Mm-hmm.
Don't quit. Don't give up. Keep doing what you're doing and keep walking, even if you have to walk in place. And get you someone who can speak life into your situation and be honest with you and be honest with you. And if you're not good and you know, if your weakness is money, then get someone who's better than you with putting money aside or whatever the case is. But whatever you do, don't you quit. I am a living witness that you can't quit no matter what. So to be in a room full of kings, man, it's an honor because it means that my gift has made room and brought me before kings.
Wow.
So you see this smile?
I see it.
You better know it. Was I smiling last week? You better know it. Mm-hmm. Did I smile 100 days ago? You better know it.
Too legit to quit.
Huh.
MC Hammer.
Man, I got the pants. I got the pants. Don't make me break out my hammer pants.
There we go.
Oh, my God.
But this woman, man, tell me about this guest.
Well, actually, next, we have Trending Topics. We have the Trending Topics.
And to tie into your story about never quitting up, mm-hmm. never quitting.
Mm-hmm. We understood you, KJ. Okay. I feel you. I feel you.
For all my basketball fans out there, I don't know if you guys saw the Lakers and Warriors game a week ago. Juan Anderson, rookie out of Oakland, California, who plays for the Golden State Warriors.
Crazy.
This story speaks on resilience and consistency.
Mm-hmm.
He went to college at Marquette University.
Mm-hmm.
Averaged 4 points in college for his career.
Okay.
No scouts were looking at him. Wow. All right. He's playing against LeBron James and the Lakers on the Warriors. Hits a shot to tie the game. Now everybody's talking about Juan Anderson, the kid that one NBA scout was looking for him.
I love it.
That's crazy.
Averaging 4 points in college.
Wow.
But his resilience and consistency to keep going,
mm-hmm.
even though the facts weren't adding
up for sure.
But he knew what his truth was. I wanted to be an NBA.
Crazy resilience.
He said, I wanted to be in the NBA.
That's crazy.
Played against LeBron James.
Man, can you imagine what he was feeling? I mean, just think about that thing. 4 point. Now you've got the greatest NBA superstar in the world now. And you're about to go against this man. Can you imagine what this man was thinking the night before?
That's crazy. Even... Perform.
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 Show up.
Yep. Show up and show out.
Wow.
That's.
I love stories like that. Yeah. I'm a champion for the underdog, man. Mm-hmm. I'm a champion for the ones that people have just kind of written off and said, "Oh, you'll never do it." I love those people. I love their story. That's what motivates me to get up every morning when I can read about someone who says, you know what, no matter what, I'm going to do this. That's mind-boggling. My hat's off to Mr. Anderson. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Juan Anderson.
Inspiration. Inspiration.
Right? Absolutely.
Also, and I'm working with her name, Ava DuVernay just dropped a series, and it's based on tackling the complications of love, black love. Okay. So you guys have to watch that. It's on OWN. I believe it started last week. I saw the episode. It's a very great, experience and show. So check that out. Mm-hmm. Also on Netflix, there is a new docuseries called They Gotta Have Us, chronicling African Americans in the Hollywood industry, entertainment industry, and how they've knocked down so many doors from, you know, the start until now, chronicling the Oscars, that situation, and how much we've done as a people in the entertainment business. So you guys have to check those two out.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Absolutely. Stay informed so we can continue doing things.
Please forgive that moment of silence. All right. We are preparing for the next moment.
Oh, my God.
All right.
When you can look and see people that inspire you and that motivate you and that push you, and they don't even know that they're inspiring or motivating or pushing. Those are folk that I find myself saying, Daddy, would you bring it to pass that I can sit and have that conversation with someone who is doing it in the marketplace. someone who, no matter what they have to go through, they do it. I mean, this woman that's coming up has been, her work has been featured on WeTV and All Network.
Mm-hmm. I saw
and,
that, yeah.
Oh my God, countless others. And she leaves the corporate world, and you can attest to that.
I can.
She left corporate America.
Yes.
To start something from scratch, to start something that she loves doing, and her soul, oh my God, her soul, I swear to you, I said to her when I first met her, man, your soul just kind of came through the door. She has the eyes of a champion. She has the hands of someone that is a surgeon, but she has the heart of making a change. She's making a difference. She has these businesses, the Glam Squad, and her book, oh dear God, her book forces you to come into the realization of this is who you are, this is what you're supposed to be doing, and it's deeper than the beauty that you allow us to see. She's no other than Miss Melissa Hebert.
did we say it right?
Yeah.
Did we say it right?
Thank you so much. All
right. We've been working on it. We've been working on it.
Thank you. What an honor to have you. I truly feel like my gift has made room and brought me before a great king.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Queen in the earth, but a king in the spirit.
Yes.
How did you get here? You know, that here is proverbial. It's a question that, you know, has a lot of different compartmentalizations to it, but wow, for you to have that kind of faith, it takes a lot of faith to leave what you know.
Yeah.
And then come to something that, oh dear God, please let it work.
Mm-hmm. You have to make your own blueprint.
Yeah, come on. Mm-hmm. Were there ever times when you said, okay, I'm going to do this, but who did you look to do this?
You know, it definitely was what they call that leap of faith.
Yeah.
I've always been a very confident child, you know, growing up and growing into adulthood, you know, courage, you know, sort of I wore it as a badge of honor in
Absolutely.
A way. And so when it was time, you know, in my mid-30s to decide to leave corporate America and pursue beauty full time, you know, it was really, I had to do it. You know, there was really no turning back. I knew that if I didn't do it at that time, I wouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. So who did I turn to? I turned on the inside, you know, for my own like courage and inspiration. And really, because at the end of the day, you know, win, lose or fail, like it's on me. Right. And then I turned to God because I actually did fast. I fasted for a month when I took the sabbatical between leaving corporate and joining into the beauty industry.
Sure.
I had to take that time to just be still because it was a huge decision. I was making six figures. I had a beautiful life and I was getting literally, like you said, starting from zero. No one cared about my corporate jobs and working for all these amazing people, and all the things that I've done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm coming into an industry that's like, it's about show me, you know, what you can do. You know, what is your talent? You know, what is your gift? And can it compete in such a competitive marketplace? And so, but I was very clear that I was talented. All I needed was the momentum behind me to be noticed, and then also for the opportunities to happen. But honestly, once I made that decision, the doors literally started opening. You know, my first job in the beauty industry was TV, you know, working for Oxygen Network.
Wow.
This was a month after leaving corporate America. So I've been in TV ever since.
Oh, I love it.
And so that trajectory, I think, there's a lot of things that obviously, you know, went into that, meaning, you know, like how I prepared myself, the branding, the marketing and all that stuff to even position myself for those opportunities. But at the end of the day, I was very clear about my vision. I didn't let anyone deter me. Many people thought I was crazy.
But of course.
So, listening to what you just said, you said your push was, you know, that leap of faith, like you just had to do it, like right then and there. Mm-hmm. But considering that you had the six figures, the so-called American dream,
right,
or something like it, were you happy, though?
No. No, okay. I mean, you know, and I say that all the time, that the stuff, you know, I had all the stuff. I had the convertible, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. Fancy luxury car. Yeah. I had the big, beautiful townhouse, mm-hmm. you know, over in the mid-city. I was young, 30-something, wow. mm-hmm. with six-figure income, traveling yeah. the world, private jets.
Oh, come
taking
on.
Vacations in Anguilla. Okay. Taking vacations in Anguilla and St. Bart's during the holidays. Mm-hmm. So that was my lifestyle.
Wow.
But waking up every morning and going into that office was absolutely painful.
It's like you have to push yourself to get out of
push
bed
myself,
every day.
And then I'm in the office and I'm like, okay, when is that. This going to end?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was very, very challenging. And my last job was the director of entertainment marketing for the LA Times here in LA.
Oh, wow.
You know, so I was, you know, for the most part working for, you know, a very legacy, mm-hmm. you know, media company and all mm-hmm. that. But the level of hate, and that's just being honest, and jealousy wow. that existed because of the things that I was able to bring to the table because of my background
wow.
really was a threat yeah. to a lot of people in there, and it made it very uncomfortable for me every day,
wow.
every single day. And wow. so I said, you know, this is not even worth it for me.
That
you
sounds
know?
Exactly it's like what happened with me. I'm like,
she knew her worth.
Wow.
I yes. know my worth. And wow. I remember having my last review from my last manager. And he said, you need to bring your A game.
Yeah.
And this is after me coming in, scoring deals with the NBA, scoring the first interview that they had ever had with Magic Johnson, like doing epic things
okay.
that they had never done before.
Wow.
And he still told me that I needed to bring my A game. And I looked at him and I said, I'm the definition of A game.
Mm-hmm.
And he hated that I stood up to him and responded to him in that way.
Yeah.
And then it was really literally downhill from there.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's wow. actually like a lot of what you experienced, I experienced in corporate mm-hmm. America. And it got to the point where like I was pushing myself mm-hmm. to go to work every day. Like I felt like something in my soul, like I was just being kicked in my soul consistently, like over and over again.
Yeah.
And also like I'm right brained, you know, so that's like creative yeah. and mm-hmm. so on. So that's pretty much like a left brain environment yeah. and the routine and just, I just hated it.
Yeah.
So like listening to you, I'm like really identifying.
Uh-huh.
So yeah.
God has a way of really also pushing you. I mean, I think the writings are on the wall in terms mm-hmm. of, you know, you need to step out and you know, walk in your purpose and to, you know, express your gifts and the talents mm-hmm. that I've given you. Mm-hmm. This environment is holding you back. Mm-hmm. But so I'm going to put people in your way, mm-hmm. you know, and that's literally what I felt mm-hmm. like, because mm-hmm. it couldn't have been more challenging, you know, mm-hmm. to go into work every day. And I said, okay, well, this must be something bigger than me,
right?
Forcing mm-hmm. me to mm-hmm. really see that my purpose is much bigger than that.
For sure.
It took some of that agitation from coworkers and bosses to really make me to realize that. So I would say anyone who's in that position, if you're feeling you're sitting in your office or you're listening to this and you're feeling that, you know, honestly, those are signs. Those are,
wow.
you know, that's, you know, really trying to tell you something to move, to make a decision, to really think about your life and what you're doing and where you're going. And if where you are right now isn't serving you, then you've got some answers that you need to wow. explore for yourself.
Absolutely.
Were you scared leaving corporate America? Like for those people who are in the similar situation mm-hmm. that you were in,
uh-huh.
Who may feel scared just to take that leap.
Yeah.
What advice do you have for them just to jump?
I wasn't fearful. It was the people around me that were making me afraid.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it's the family members that are saying, oh my God, how are you going to leave your job? What about your income and your insurance and your this and that? Yeah. And so it was the people around me that made me more afraid. I was actually very clear that this is what I needed to do.
Exactly.
So you have to really pay attention to that noise, you know, as well. And, so, and I've learned now that I can't tell everybody my goals and my dreams and my men.
Yes.
Like I have to move in silence. Even your family.
Yep.
They do mean you well,
they do.
But a lot of them have never even taken the risk that you're taking. So how can they even validate or support you where you're going? They haven't even, a lot of them are still doing the same thing.
That's it.
You know, so when you are moving in a whole different frequency,
yeah,
and they can't even match that frequency, it's their fear.
Mm-hmm. Projecting on you.
Projecting on you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I think that's the answer for me. It was outside. For me, I was very clear. But it is challenging to really think about, you know, the unknown. Mm-hmm. But to be honest with you, like, that's where the beauty is in
true.
The unknown.
Yeah. And then
like, really? Yeah. Because if you have the idea, it's just waiting for you to step into it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wouldn't exist if it wasn't meant for you to live it or experience it. Mm-hmm. Like, you wouldn't even have the thought. So if you really get down to spirituality and, you know, and really just listen to your, you know, to your God intuition, you know, every idea and vision that you have for yourself is really just waiting for you to kind of catch up to it. So fear is really just... Yeah. It really is just an illusion, honestly.
Absolutely. You said that so eloquently, which is why I believe that you're so successful. With the DocuSide, the docu-series, Behind the Glam docu-series, is that part of that God creating in you to do what you're going to do or what you're doing now?
Yeah. You know, what I decided to do is I didn't want to be average. I wanted to be extraordinary. Mm-hmm. So my talents are bigger than just the brush, right? Mm-hmm. So I wanted to produce content. I wanted to write a book. I want to do public speaking. I want to create product. I want to live my full potential.
Maximize.
You know, maximize my full potential. Yeah. You know, I'm a very unique, I guess, talent within the industry. I have a BA and an MBA, right? I have 14-year corporate mark, so I come with a lot of pedigree. Yeah. And I say that because I'm not going to leave those things behind. I'm going to find a way to bring all of that with me into this industry and really do something dynamic. So the Behind the Glam was really a way for me to say, you know what, we're more than just artists. Like, we have stories to tell.
For sure.
And so the interviews are with other artists in the industry to really talk about their journey, talk about their lessons learned, and really give them a voice, you know, to inspire others and to know that there's a mind and a person and an intelligence and an intellect behind, you know, the brush or the comb or whatever they may use. Mm-hmm. Like, this person has value and has a story that I think other people need to hear. So that's why I wanted to share that.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
What obstacles have you faced since leaving corporate America? Because I know you mentioned, you know, the accolades and the things that, you know, pretty much came to you right after. But of course, when you're on the path to, you know, where you have to have your own blueprint and it's unpaved, you're going to deal with some bumps and bruises. So can you tell us a little bit about, you know, your ups and downs?
Yeah. So the ups and downs that I faced were sort of coming into an industry that has veteran makeup artists in the business and who are looking at me like, where did she come from and what is she doing here, kind of thing. And I knew coming in that I had, you know, image is everything. So I came with a look and an image that was very much my own, very much stood out, and was also sort of undeniable when I stepped into the room. You know, all of that being like who I am, but also intentional, because if you really are about the business of anything, you're going to ensure that your image represents that, right? So I experienced a lot of challenges with others in the industry really not really appreciating me taking up space. But that's okay. I think there's going to be, you know, the idea of competition in anything that we do. And you know, you're not always going to be liked. So there was that. There was also just the challenge of making a living doing what I love, especially starting over, right? So now you're coming into a business where, you know, you're trading time for money. When you were going, when you're going to a job every day, you're going to get that, you know, whether you're a high performer or an underperformer, you know, you're going to get that check every 2 weeks. It's coming to you. But the idea that if I don't move my feet, I don't eat in this particular industry meant that I needed to really figure out a business model and a business plan for my personal business plan for myself that will allow me to get back to that six figure, you know, doing what I love, you know, and that really took a lot of strategy. But also it really took a vision at the end of the day. Who do I want to be, you know, and where do I want to go? What kind of lifestyle do I want? Like, all of that matters, you know, and it's not just about the things. It's about, okay, success for me is being able to, you know, live out, you know, my full potential and not have to worry, you know, about the day-to-day things. And so, those are challenges in terms of being able to make a living doing what you love. That's an obstacle for anyone and who's an entrepreneur in this business and really finding a way to make that happen.
Amen. Amen. Pass the collection plan. Yeah. Because you're absolutely right. I don't know if you listened to excerpts of the show, but we were talking on the premise of success. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly what you've been able to do because you knew it was in you. Mm-hmm. It's just getting it out. Mm-hmm. And you've done that. And you're doing it well. I do want to ask you about the book, Face Your Beauty. Uh-huh. In the book, you're open. I call it open, honesty, and sincere. And you kind of shed a lot of light on some of the things that you've dealt with. Mm-hmm. Abandonment. Mm-hmm. That was a big thing in the book. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed that a lot of people can relate to that. Mm-hmm. To get to where you are now, you had to face that. Mm-hmm. If you were telling someone, hey, this is, you know, what I did, mm-hmm. I would suggest that you do X, Y, and Z. And of course, there's no perfect model for everyone, but mm-hmm. we overcome by the testimony, every word of the testimony. What would you tell someone in that darkest time in your life that, you know what, there is a silver lining, sure. but you got to get there.
Yeah. You know, my book, Face Your Beauty, A Call to Live Worthy, is really, you know, about, you know, the journey to self-love. And the journey to self-love is an inside job. Mm-hmm. And it is one that once you achieve that and understand the power of that, anything that you face going forward mm-hmm. Will not change you, define you, or diminish you. Yeah. The opposite of that, though, is that as you are facing them and as we have all faced different things in our lives, they have somehow shaped how we see ourselves, right? So if you're looking at yourself, you're not seeing the whole person. You're seeing the broken person, the abandoned person, the person who's not loved, the person who has been abused, the person who, you know, all of those are the things that are reflecting back to you, honestly. No matter how much we try to mask it or hide it, we still show up in the world with our stuff. And so my idea is in order to face it, when we face it, we're able to see ourselves for who we truly are. We mm-hmm. are whole, we are worthy, we are valuable. Mm-hmm. But in order to even experience that, you have to go back and peel back some of those layers of those experiences. You know, yes, the abandonment of being born to a single mother by a father who literally still to this day doesn't necessarily acknowledge that I exist. So that sort of played out its way into, you know, my life in terms of some of the choices that I've made and all those things. And then in some of the interpersonal relationships that I have, that some of them were unhealthy. And a lot of women experience this because we somehow lose ourselves in the relationships. You know, we love hard and we, mm-hmm. you know, and all those mm-hmm. things. And so what then happens is when they go bad or unfortunately, sometimes when they are abusive, you literally can't recognize yourself when you come out of them. Mm-hmm. That's why so many women suffer from anxiety and PTSD Absolutely. And depression right. because they're like, oh my God, who am I? Right. I don't even know my worth. And so I am very transparent in the book about my experiences mm-hmm. and my stories and how I was able to really mend those areas of my life mm-hmm. to get me not only to the point of writing this book, right. but also to help usher in sort of a new movement towards yeah. worthiness in a way that I think that we truly deserve. Absolutely. And we truly need to recognize that nothing that was happened to us in our lives, mm-hmm. You know, they didn't happen to us, they happened for us, right. happened for you mm-hmm. to be your greatest self. But Absolutely. You have to understand like what that pain is pushing you to.
Right.
Like if you don't really get that lesson, if you don't really get what that pain is doing for you, mm-hmm. you're going to, it will keep you from achieving, you know, mm-hmm. your full potential. Sure. But if you recognize that it's there to push you into your okay. purpose and push you into, you know, what God has in store for you,
right.
you'll I'm not saying appreciate the pain,
sure.
but you understand that it happens to us, you right. know, for a reason. And mm-hmm. And so I really am looking to put a positive. I spend so much time transforming the outside, doing great work yeah. as a makeup artist.
Absolutely.
I want to use this book to transform on the inside.
And you're doing that. Honestly, you are. I appreciate you. I appreciate you being who you are and coming into the realization that, you know what? I got it. When you show up, you kind of shape the atmosphere, you know, you change things. You are who he says that you are, and you're living it. You really are.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
How about that? So how can people stay interactive with you? On social media, or even book an appointment. I saw where you got, you know, openings.
Everything.
For
yeah. I mean, I am accessible everywhere at Melissa Hibbert. MelissaHibbert. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Just a click away, and you can email me or, you know, contact me, you know, through any of my social media platforms.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much.
I know, right?
It was great having you. We learned a lot about you.
Thank
and you.
You
just inspired us and touched our souls. So we thank you for that.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Thank you.
So what's next before you jump off here? What's next for you? Where are you headed now?
You know, so I want to continue to inspire. You know, my mantra is that I, you know, I want to leave a legacy of empowering through beauty. So whether that be continuing to do my speaking engagements, and I'm hoping to work, do some intimate workshops and some intimate meetups with women, you know, to talk up, to really talk about self-worth and self-love.
Absolutely.
And definitely product development. Like, I really feel like there is an opportunity for me to bring a beautiful product to the marketplace. And
you're working on it.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I am. I want to definitely, you know, leave my mark in the product space, in the marketplace as well. So I'm covering every territory.
You really are, man.
I'm leaving no stone unturned.
I love it. I love it. I've got a mantra that when I stand before him, I'm going to say, Daddy, I'm so empty.
Exactly.
Because I've done exactly what I believe you would have had me to do.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So thank you. Thank you for empowering not just women of color, but women, period, and men.
Yes, yes.
To live from the inside out.
Yes,
exactly.
Guys, didn't I tell you that we were in for a treat? Didn't I tell you?
Yep.
I know, right? I know we've got to go, but little tidbit. When I discovered you, I began to pray for you. I began to pray that you would live the life that God would have you to live, and that everything you did with your hands would be a blessing, and it would glorify him, and that you would be taken to places that you probably have never even thought about, but it's happening, and that you would truly live the life of a successful spirit. And leave your mark here, and you're doing that.
Thank you.
You are.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's a beautiful thing when someone is praying for you. You don't even know it. I know, right?
You know? So that gives me hope. There's so much more to do. Thank you again for stopping by.
Thank you,
KJ and Niles, for making this an incredible day for me. I don't know about you guys, but I am so blessed. I am truly, truly blessed to have you in my life. And you can interact with us on, Wednesdays at 2 o'clock?
Yes.
LA Talk Radio, the Dr. Tanji Show, social media, same moniker, at Dr. Tanji Show, and Facebook Mondays at 5 o'clock.
Facebook Mondays.
Yeah.
Can I talk to the people for a bit?
Yeah.
All right. If you enjoyed today's show and the guests that we had and what we spoke about, please come back next week. We're going to have some good things for you. So please get ready to consume, because we're back to bring it.
I love Niles, man. Talk to you soon. Bye.
You're listening to the Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott, only on LA Talk Radio.